questions emerged today about the Mar-a-Lago raid amid allegations by the former president of the United States that, in fact, boxes were taken that contained privileged attorney-client materials. Hello, everyone. Good to have you here. Welcome to the program. I am Trish Regan. If you haven't subscribed on Apple iTunes, please make sure you do right now. Subscribe to the channel if you are watching on Rumble or on YouTube. It's important. It's really important. We're going to talk about this allegation, and we're also going to get into some economic stuff because I'm not the only one saying, hey, buddy, wait a second. 8.5% inflation is no panacea. In other words, you're not out of the woods yet. Now, Morgan Stanley economist is saying the exact same thing. We still got problems. They still need to be addressed. Portions of today's program are brought to you by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals than right now. So go to legacypminvestments.com for more. Again, it's legacypminvestments.com. We'll talk a little bit more about the economy and the reasons why you might be looking to diversify your portfolio right now. But first, this allegation. So Donald Trump is out. He put on Truth Social saying, look, you know, you better return the stuff that you took effectively. He says that there are materials, specific boxes that they made off with and that the DOJ may now allegedly have attorney-client materials. There are many that are trying to say, well, why would this be? You know, what was this really about? We don't know, right? Because they have left us completely in the dark, which I'll tell you, as a journalist, I just don't like. I realize maybe there's some things they can't tell us, but guys, you know what? You don't have the best track record given what we went through with the whole dossier, right? Let's be honest. You don't have a good track record. And now you're doing some pretty, well, I'll just say it, completely unprecedented stuff. And people want to know why. And you're not giving any reasons at all. So some are speculating that maybe it's related to January 6th. Some have speculated that it may be related to the Espionage Act. We don't know. And so now this just raises a whole series of questions, which feeds into the unease in this country, of which we certainly have a lot. And now, consequently, you look at the latest poll numbers, and Donald Trump is way ahead of where he was before. So now you get groups, the Never Trumpers, that are spending all this money to try and undo that. But look, I mean, the cat's out of the bag. Now people are saying, well, why did the FBI go after him this time? And they don't have a lot of faith in our institutions. And that plays actually very well into Donald Trump's hands. So consequently, if you look at new polls, I believe Ron DeSantis is now trailing him more than he had in the past. If the Democrats are trying to make sure that he's not going to run in 2024 with all of this, I think that they may be seeing the reverse effect, because I think that this is mobilizing his base. And until they see otherwise, by the way, even if they do see otherwise, I'm not sure that people trust it. And that's a shame. I mean, it really is a shame that we've come to the point where people don't trust what they hear from their government. But, you know, given what we've all been through in recent years, you can understand the anxiety and the unease. Anyway, before I get to the economic stuff, I do want to give a brief shout out to one of our wonderful sponsors here on the program, Legacy Precious Metals. If you're looking to invest in something like gold or maybe a gold-backed IRA so that you can keep up with all this inflation that's still hitting us, we are not out of the woods yet, then these are the folks to call. LegacyPMInvestments.com is their website. You can get a free investing guide right there online, LegacyPMInvestments.com, or call them directly, 1-866-589-0560, 1-866-589-0560. They'll walk you through everything. And I'm a big believer in making sure that you're diversified so that you can prepare for the future. Heck, who knows what it's going to be? Did you see what Jamie Dimon apparently said to clients? Business Insider reported this over the weekend. He was telling them, Jamie Dimon, the head of JP Morgan, that may be worse than a recession. And what exactly would that be? Right? I'll let your imagination run wild for a second. But in other words, we do have these problems on the inflation front. And I'm not sure the Federal Reserve is equipped or committed enough to address them. They're high-fiving each other over there because they've got 8.5% inflation year over year. I'm sorry, when have we ever celebrated 8.5% inflation year over year? I mean, granted, it's lower than the 9.1%, and all these people are like, okay, it's peaked. Even if it has peaked, guys, you're still looking at a foreseeable future of 7% increases, 8% increases year over year. I mean, this is not good stuff. This is not pleasant. And this is so hurtful to everyday Americans and the middle class, the very group that the Democrats keep telling us that they want to help. Their economic policy, frankly, is not helping, not one single bit. Anyway, this was effectively said, not the economic policy stuff, but the you're not out of the woods yet, by the economist from Morgan Stanley. So now you've heard JP Morgan say, and now Morgan Stanley, the chief economist over there, she was on a podcast that Bloomberg had recently, and she made the point that, yeah, you know, it's in the right direction, but there's no way that you're done. Jerome Powell needs to face reality here, which is that we're still in a challenging spot. I'm going to quote her in which she said, let's get real here, people. If I'm Jerome Powell, I probably do have a smile on my face, and I'm glad the energy prices went my way. But she goes on, 8.5% on your headline in a core that was really unchanged at a close to 6% is nowhere near a sustainable level. It's three times your target at 2%. Hello. Yes, she's absolutely right. And so consequently, when we look at the market and we've seen, what, 4 weeks of gains right now, I'm pretty reticent. I mean, I'm sort of more in the Jamie Dimon camp. Like, things could get really bad. I mean, hope they're not. I really hope they're not. But somehow the Democrats' solution is always to spend more money, which frankly is always going to be more inflationary. $400 and some odd billion, that's the answer. You put that much more money into the economy. We've gotten word that Joe Biden is trying to do some kind of victory lap tour for the month of August. He wants to go out and tout this 400 some odd billion, but I think Americans see through it. I mean, we are not stupid. This is not an Inflation Reduction Act. It is an inflationary act. So it all ties together, because when you've got politicians and political economists trying to tell us that inflation is transitory, as they did for months on end, and the American public says, well, I don't think so. You know, like, I'm really feeling this. I don't think it's transitory. And they're, oh, no. You know, they dismiss everyday Americans' problems. And then you couple that with, for example, this information vacuum, because we don't know what the FBI was really trying to go after. And some people say, well, was this a fishing expedition? You can understand why they're so unsettled and why there's concern that our government is not always being truthful. And it's a shame because, hey, part of what we have been and should be as the United States of America is a democracy that is honest with its people. But I think we all know that there are certain things that they have tried to quote unquote shield us from, including inflation. Oh, nothing to see here. Not a big problem. And people are wise to it. Do me this favor. Make sure that you go and you subscribe to this podcast on Apple iTunes. Go to my website. You can sign up for my newsletter. Get all your news and information there at trishintel.com. And see you back here tomorrow.